Commonwealth heads of government have reaffirmed their commitment to sustainable development and ensure the promotion of a socio-economic and environmentally sound future in a 98-page communique at the end of their 23rd biennial meeting in Colombo, Sri Lanka. The leaders acknowledged that eradicating poverty is the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for growth. In this regard, they also adopted the Colombo Declaration on Sustainable, Inclusive and Equitable Development. Correspondent Seth Iyer has sent this report from Colombo, Sri Lanka.
The 2013 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting focused on growth with equity, inclusive development. Out of the 50 countries that attended the meeting, 27 were represented by their heads of state or government. Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur led Ghana's delegation to the meeting. The chairman of the Commonwealth and President Mahinda Rajapaksa of Sri Lanka presented the communique.
The Commonwealth accounts for 1/5 of global trade, and its leaders have recognized the potential in enhancing intra-Commonwealth trade and investment to boost economic growth. The Kote statement also highlights the special requirements of small and vulnerable economies and least developed countries. In the Colombo Declaration, heads agree that achieving growth with equity and inclusivity must be one of the main policy priorities for the Commonwealth. Heads also make references to the Millennium Development Goals while pledging to engage collectively to help shape the post-2015 development agenda. As chair in office for the next 2 years, we would like to pursue initiatives that will assist member states in realizing their development priorities. We look forward to working closely with all member states in this endeavor.
The leaders called for concerted and accelerated efforts to eliminate all forms of corruption by acceding to and implementing the UN Convention Against Corruption. They therefore supported a Commonwealth action on corruption, particularly the cooperation of member states in identifying, tracing, freezing and returning illegally acquired funds and assets to their countries of origin in accordance with the UN Convention Against Corruption. Malta will host the next Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in 2015.
Correspondent Sethia found that report from Colombo, Sri Lanka.